Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Fidelity to Christ, fidelity to the priesthood. That's the theme with which Pope Benedict XVI inaugurates a special year dedicated to priesthood. He does so as the Church celebrates the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a day which coincides this year with the 150th anniversary of the death of Jean-Marie Vianney, better known perhaps as the Curé d'Ars. As the Pope himself announced during his customary weekly general audience during Holy Week this year.
This is a gesture of great value, an especially favourable opportunity in which priests reaffirm their personal fidelity to Christ, who has chosen them as his ministers. This priestly encounter acquires, in addition, a special importance because it is a preparation for the year for priests. Which I established on the occasion of the 150th anniversary of the death of the Holy Curé of Ars. And which will begin next June 19th.
E che avrà inizio il prossimo 19 giugno.
So saintly a figure is the Curé d'Ars that blessed John the 23rd dedicated an encyclical to him back in 1959 that was to mark a century since this Frenchman's death. The Latin title of this document is Sacerdoti Nostri Primordia. And in it, good Pope John depicts the Curé d'Ars as a wonderful model of priestly virtue, one to be imitated, a person whom he describes as hard on himself and gentle with others, one who was detached from external goods, his spiritual life providing an example of constant prayer. Let's listen to his exact words.
The thing that keeps us priests from gaining sanctity, the Curé of Ars used to say, is thoughtlessness. It annoys us to turn our minds away from external affairs. We don't know what we really ought to do. What we need is deep reflection, together with prayer and an intimate union with God. The testimony of his life makes it clear that he always remained devoted to his prayers, and that not even the duty of hearing confessions or any other pastoral office could cause him to neglect them. Even in the midst of tremendous labors, he never let up on his conversation with God. But listen to his own words, for he seemed to have an inexhaustible supply of them whenever he talked about the happiness or the advantages that he found in prayer. We are beggars who must ask God for everything. How many people we can call back to God by our prayers? And he used to say over and over again, ardent prayer addressed to God, this is man's greatest happiness on earth.
And in a couple of months' time, 50 years on from this encyclical, Sacerdoti Nostri Primordia, Benedict XVI will declare Saint Jean-Marie Vianney, patron of priests across the world. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.